We are now starting with electrochemistry, interesting and important chapter. With the start, we will complete the full chapter. So let's first see the introduction of this chapter. In the introduction, they say that dry cell is used to power our electrical and electronic equipments because it generates electricity. But do you know how does a dry cell generate electricity? Well, that's what we are going to learn in this chapter. A chemical reaction occurs in it and this generates electricity. So chemical energy from the dry cell is converted into electrical energy here. And if you are familiar with electrolysis of solutions of ions, electrolysis is breaking down of an ionic compound by the passage of electricity. So breaking down of an electrolyte during electrolysis is a chemical reaction and it takes place by the passage of electricity. Electrical energy is converted into chemical energy, okay? And electrochemistry is this area which deals with this conversion of chemical energy into electrical energy and electrical energy into chemical energy. So electrochemical chemistry deals with this specific thing as itself, and it also deals with the resistance and conductance of aqueous electrolytic solutions. So the determination of conductivities of aqueous electrolytic solutions provide us an information on the extent of ionization of electrolytes in water or in a specific compound. So the study of electrochemical cells is important in science and technology. We need to remember that the study of electrochemical cells is very important, and this makes possible the manufacture of essential chemicals. If we don't study electrochemical cells, we won't be able to manufacture essential chemicals. And we have learned about this preparation above NaOH, and it is used in manufacture of soaps, detergents and paper. But by electrolysis of NaCl, electrolysis gives us the possibility and only mean to produce fluorine. So the processes such as electro-refining or purification of metals, electroplating for coating one metal in a surface of another.